Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. My name is First Lady Christina Renee, and you are now tuned into Parrot Talk Reloaded. So before I dive into this particular episode, I just want to kind of like preface it with why Parrot Talk came about. So a couple years ago, I started a show on YouTube called The Parrot Show. And The Parrot Show was a show that I created to basically share our life experiences with one another. As a matter of fact, hold on a second. I'm not even going to pause the feed. I'm going to go get something important and read it for you. So, this was the basis of The Parrot Show, okay? This was like the mission, the reason for it becoming what it was, the inspiration behind the idea. Because remember, if you guys are looking for a perfect podcast or perfect person, you may have stumbled upon the wrong show. This platform was created in an effort to bring positivity back to people's lives. I mean, I feel like now, more than ever, everything is just always negative. I don't really partake in the news. I don't watch it. The only time I hear it is if, like, I go into a common space and the news is playing. But it's just an array of negativity. And I'm a firm believer that if you continue to listen to something, those things are being watered and nurtured inside of you, and you're going to start to output that, because what you take in is what you put out. You know, like, that's just the facts. So if you continue to feed yourself negativity, you're going to become more negative. So the Parrot series, we'll call it, was created in an effort to bring positivity back to people's lives. So I'm going to just go ahead and read the mission statement for the Parrot Show. The Parrot Show is a platform for people to share their life experiences and to use those experiences to influence and enlighten the growth processes of life. Life is filled with ups and downs, but when we share our experiences with each other, we can achieve new levels of greatness. We should never stop striving to become the best versions of ourselves. With your help, The Parrot Show will be the catalyst to bring us into this amazing reality. And the tagline for that particular part of the Parrot series is, tell us something we don't know, because everybody has information that we don't know. No one person knows everything. It's just not. Sorry. Okay, how much studying you do, okay, how much research you do, there's always going to be some information that you're not going to know. There's always going to be somebody that has a piece to the puzzle that you're putting together. And if we don't begin to like connect with each other, we're losing sight of that. We're losing that at an advanced rate. You know, now we're in a time where we're more connected than any other generation, any other time in human existence. And we're so connected, but so disconnected at the same time. Now, I'm not going to get too off topic. This podcast is going to be available on all podcast platforms, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher. As a matter of fact, I think at the end of this month, Stitcher is going to be actually closing. So if you guys are using Stitcher, you're going to have to try to find a different podcast to listen to your favorite girl, First Lady Christina Renee, Parrot Talk Reloaded on. Google Podcasts is also an option. And these will be available on YouTube as well. So just jumping right into the topic for today. To be real, I couldn't decide between the two topics. It was either going to be how to get unstuck, or the 10 reasons why you're not growing. So 10 reasons on how to get unstuck, or the 10 reasons why you're not growing. All right. At the top of the list, we have lack of clarity. You know, when I was younger in school, school systems or schools have always had like planners, you know, like where you plan out what your day is going to be. And as a kid, I really didn't like the way my handwriting looked. So I just couldn't stand it. I felt like I wrote like a chicken or something like that. It was bad. So like any time that I had to write something where I actually had to look at what I was writing, I wasn't feeling it. So when it came to like writing stuff down in the planner, because that was something that I had to review, I didn't want to do it. And you know, as a kid, you probably can remember a little more because you don't really have any responsibilities. You don't have anything to do. But like, as time goes on, you juggle more things. And the more things you juggle, you have to remember more things. Well, I'm not going to lie. It's not until recently that I've really gotten into like writing down what needs to be done. I feel like a big part of being successful in whatever it is you choose to do is you have to gain clarity. You have to figure out exactly what it is that you want to do. Write it down so you can see it. And write it down so you can know when you accomplish those goals. And you don't want to do something general. Like, for instance, for me, if you guys are tuned into my, I have a vlog that I do on YouTube as well called Christina's Corner. And I talk about wellness and weight loss and just leading a healthier life altogether. And so recently, in the last 2 months, I've lost over 30 pounds. And I'm very proud of myself for that. But a big part of being successful with losing the weight was writing down what I was doing. You know, you can't just say I want to lose 100 pounds. You have to write out how to reach those levels. Like, so in the week, what are you going to eat? What type of exercise are you going to be doing? How consistent are you going to be? You want to make sure that you write those things down. So if you miss the mark, you know exactly where you missed the mark. Because it's a lot harder to troubleshoot something if you don't know where you messed up. So you want to make sure you have clarity when you're doing anything. Number two on the list, fear of failure. Now, this one has plagued me for a big portion of my life. It's not that I don't think that I could be successful, because I know personally that I'm talented and I'm very resourceful. However, I think it's the fear that I had that what if it doesn't work out? Or what if I put out the podcast and nobody listens to it? Or what if I do this and then nothing becomes of it? It was that imminent feeling of doom that it wasn't going to be received the way that I put it out. But the thing is, though, you can't do that. Like, if the spirit or whatever that leads you gives you a message to share with the world, you know, it's not your job to track how it's received. You just do what you're told. You do what you feel in that regard. So, like, you're going to fail. Fall down 7 times, stand up 8. You're going to fall. It's a part of the process. That's just what it is. And if you are afraid to fail, then you'll never get anywhere. You'll never grow. You just, I don't know. I mean, you're just going to be stuck. So get over the feeling of, or the fear of failure. Going to number 3, negative self-talk. Again, when I started off the podcast, I talked about like how now it's like we're trained to find the negative things in everything. And the biggest component to not succeeding, also, or one of the biggest components, is the way that you speak to yourself. The way that you speak to yourself when nobody's around, you know, you have to change that. You never ask yourself, like, for me, I know sometimes I would say like, oh my God, when something goes wrong, I'd be like, oh my God, I just can't get anything right. But that's not true. That's not a true statement. You know, maybe I missed the mark with that particular thing, but there's a myriad of things that I do well. You want to focus on what you do well, because the thing about thoughts, like realistically, you can't stop your thoughts. You can't stop the thoughts from coming, but you can examine when those thoughts come up. You can examine the truth of them. Like, is this really a true statement? Can I really not do anything? Or did I just miss the mark with this? And don't dwell on it. You know, if you messed up, accept accountability that you messed up and move forward. Nobody that's extremely successful just got there on a whim and stayed there. I'm gonna repeat that. Nobody that's successful just got there on a whim and just stayed there. Because getting to the success is one thing, but maintaining it is a whole nother thing. So you wanna make sure that your negative self-talk is not a barrier to your personal growth. You wanna reframe your thoughts. You wanna reframe the way you talk to yourself. Be more gentle with yourself. Or, you know, a rule of thumb is, that's not advice that you would give to someone else, or that's not advice that someone would directly say to you. So don't say those things to yourself. Oh man, now this one I think plagues everybody. I don't care what level of success you're on, from Warren Buffett to Jim Rohn to Les Brown to everybody. Everybody procrastinates. Okay, coming up number four on the list is procrastination. You know, and that kind of ties into fear too, though. You can procrastinate because you fear the outcome, or you fear being able to, or not being able to control the outcome. But procrastination can keep us stuck in a cycle of inaction, and you want to do something. Even if you don't know what to do, you want to do something, you want to move. And also, when you do movement, when you encourage more movement, you actually get better ideas, you know, so you definitely don't want to procrastinate. You want to make sure that you overcome procrastination, and you want to increase productivity. It's just, I mean, nothing good comes of procrastinating or just waiting to do it tomorrow. Why put off tomorrow what you can do today? And then you can do something else tomorrow. So let's get out of the habit of procrastination. Coming up on number five is lack of self-confidence. So low self-confidence can hold us back from pursuing our goals. And that kind of ties also into the self-talk. All of these things are connected. You know, lack of clarity, fear of failure, negative self-talk, procrastination, lack of self-confidence and self-esteem. I mean, it's all tied in together. And in order to build your esteem, especially like right now, as an example, get active. If you're not in shape, do something to get healthier. Like, do something productive for your body. Do something that the future you will thank the present you. Don't always just live for today. You know, do some things for next year. You know, that so when next year comes, you're glad that you started today. And that builds your confidence and it builds your competence. The more you do something, the more competent you become in it. And the more confidence you're going to have overall, because you put in the work. You actually put in the work to get the results that you got. I mean, I know they have a lot of like surgery alternative options today for people that want to reach certain goals that they've set for themselves. But when you meet somebody and they have like killer abs or like defined chest, defined arms, defined legs, you can't buy those things. That's hard work alone. And those people tend to be more confident because they know they put in the effort that most people won't even attempt to do. So you want to be more confident, be more active, take control of your health, take control of that future you to make that future you happy. Coming up on number six, external expectations. So often we feel stuck because we're living up to other people's expectations instead of following our own desires. So, you know, oftentimes growing up, your parents, they raise you in a way that's incongruent to the person that you like to be. And so for some reason, I don't know where along the lines, we felt like, well, I'm going to use myself for example. I'm not going to talk about you. I felt like I had to live up to the standards of whatever my parents wanted for me. But it's not their life, you know? Like, sometimes we get so caught up on what a person's going to think when we do something or how they're going to respond that we kind of put ourselves in a prison. You have to actually get quiet. Take time to yourself. Figure out what it is that you want to do. And meet your expectations. You never be able to meet external expectations because it's constant and it's always changing and you can't control other people. You can only control the way you respond to a situation. And you don't want negative external expectations to put you in a place to where you feel like you kind of running on a hamster wheel. Yeah, you're running, but you're not actually getting anywhere. So we don't want to give into the external expectations. So for the rest of this year, we're not going to call it a New Year's resolution. We're going to call this a resolution in general. Okay, let's resolve this. We're going to live up to the expectations of ourselves, whatever we expect of ourselves. We're going to hold ourselves to a higher standard, and that's the standard that we're going to go about life. Okay? So whatever you did yesterday, yesterday is gone. We're not living off yesterday's blessings. We in the blessing of today. Okay? So whatever happened yesterday, forget about it. It's gone. It's never going to return again. We're going to live up to our expectations. Coming up on number 7, we have limited resources. So we all have some sort of restraints or limited resources, whether those resources be financial, educational, social, it can make us feel stuck. But now the real truth about it is you may not be able to do something about your financial resources today, but you can definitely improve your educational resources. It's no excuse. Like if you meet somebody and they're ignorant today, it's no excuse. It's no longer excusable. You have YouTube University. You got TikTok University. You got just Google University. There's no reason why a person should lack certain general knowledge because the knowledge is here. It's actually so much here. It's oversaturated. So for anybody today to say that they have limited resources with education, that's BS because you can change that. Also, social, you control who's around you. I mean, now, if you're listening to this podcast and you're a minor, you control it to an extent. But if you have access to like the public library or this podcast, you're listening to it, like you have access to change your social circles also. Because what do they say? What's the age old saying? Birds of a feather flock together. It's real. Because you'll never see an eagle with chickens and you'll never see a chicken with eagles unless the eagle is about to eat the chicken. Okay? That's how that goes. So at the end of the day, if you want to flock with the best of them, you got to flock to the best of them. You cannot expect to have a certain outcome if you don't put in the income. That's just not how it goes. When you put money into a vending machine, you expect the product that you put money in it for. If you don't put the money in it, you can't expect the product. Okay? So increase our resources. Don't be so limited. You know, if you be real with yourself, be honest. This is not something you have to share with anybody. But if you know that you've been making excuses for, you know, the knowledge that you don't have, or I don't have a mentor, I don't have a trainer, that's crazy. Because there's so many people on YouTube that's giving out free workout information that there's no reason why you should be 100 pounds overweight. There's no reason. And the reason is you want to be. We got to be real about that too. Some of the reasons why you're not making changes in your life is because you just don't want to do it. That's just the fact. Stop lying to yourself. I'm going to tell you right now, stop lying to yourself. If you want a different outcome, you got to do something different. Okay? Okay? So let's increase those resources. Okay? And I'm also a firm believer in when a student is ready, the teacher will appear. But you got to put forth the effort. Because nothing in this world was given to anybody. Even when you look at situations where somebody may have come up and they've been more financially stable than some other people, they still have areas of lack. They still have areas where they didn't get certain things. So nobody has a silver spoon. It's just the perspective you choose to look at it. But to be real, if you want to be like real, real, you shouldn't even be focused on what somebody else has. You should have so much going on with you. Whatever somebody else has should only be used as a point of reference, not as a guide to say that this is the way that something has to be. Because we all have a way that we go about doing things. We all have a process. Trust your process. Not to get too far off topic, but jumping into number 8, unhealthy relationships. All right. Now, this word has been thrown around on the internet for a while now, but it's real. Toxic. Toxic relationships can drain our energy and hinder our personal growth. Okay, so this really goes back into like the birds of a feather flock together. I mean, if you're young and you're listening to this podcast, you may not be able to yet identify toxic relationships. But the rule of thumb is, if you're doing something with somebody or you have somebody to surround you and you feel like they're taking more from you than they're giving, then that's a toxic relationship. I feel like we should all have like symbiotic relationships. And symbiotic means that basically both things are benefiting from being a part of each other. Now, true, nobody's going to be giving 50-50 all the time. Sometimes you may give 30 and the other person may be giving 70, but it should not be a constant thing. It shouldn't be something that's happening all the time. You know, you want to make sure that you have relationships that are depositing into you and not always making withdrawals. So if you're in an unhealthy relationship, and unfortunately, if you're younger and your parents are the ones that's toxic, you know, just, again, try to get to the library, try to get a more positive group of friends, you know, just try to rewire your thought processes, because you can't change people and it's wasted energy on trying to change people. You need to focus on making the changes for you that's necessary to prepare you to the next level. So don't worry about changing somebody else. That's them. What is something else I can think of right now? You can't drive two cars at the same time. You can only focus on the car that you're in. So don't try to change somebody else. You know, work on you, and maybe they can be inspired by your dedication and your discipline, and that could invoke change in them. But if it doesn't, that's not your job. My job for this podcast is to not change you. It's to help give you a positive message and encouragement that you can change if you want to. But if you don't want to, you don't have to. It's all a choice. And not choosing is a choice. We got to remember that too. When you choose not to choose, you still made a choice. Okay? So we want to get into healthier relationships. And to add in, when you start to become healthier anyway, people just going to start falling off because you're no longer in alignment with them. Such as a person that likes to take in anything. It could be drugs, it could be food, whatever addiction that people may be dealing with. People that are into things tend to be around people that are into things. So like if you're a person that smoked all the time or you're a person that drank all the time and you have friends that, you know, like these were the connections that you guys had, when you begin to shift your life in a different direction, a lot of times those relationships fall by the wayside because the connecting piece, the cohesive piece that kept you guys together, you're no longer doing it. So they feel like they don't have anything in common with you. And it's not even stuff that you always have to just straight up say. People just spend less time with you. Like every time we ask Christina Renee if she wants to drink, she says no. So we're not inviting her. So a lot of times once you start to make better choices within you, the things follow. Like whatever the unhealthiness, it falls off, you know, it falls off. Jumping into number 9, lack of support system. So feeling isolated and a lack of a support system can contribute to feeling stuck also. And I mean, it's big. I'm gonna just go ahead and be real with you. In order to reach certain levels of success, I'm going to get as close to the mic as I can. Okay, I'm sorry if the clarity is a little bad, but I need you to know this because it's important. In order to really reach the heights that no one has ever reached, you have to accept the fact that there are a lot of parts of this journey that you're going to have to walk the road alone. You're just going to have to walk the road alone. You have to walk it alone, and you have to be okay with that. In order to really reach certain pinnacles of success, you have to be okay with knowing that you may be the only person on this path. Now, that's not to say that you will be the only person forever, but oftentimes getting to that direction, you're going to be alone. And hopefully you find a podcast like Parrot Talk Reloaded that can encourage you to know that it's okay. It's okay because somebody wrote the writings on the wall that you can do this. Everything that you need, want, and desire is already inside you. You already harness the power for everything you need. There's nothing that you need to add to yourself. You have it. You have the full capabilities to reach whatever finish line you have made for yourself. Okay? And you just have to be okay with knowing that sometimes that looks like being alone. It is. It's lonely. And then you also don't want to just like put so much energy into trying to get people to believe your dream. That's where I used a lot of my energy into trying to like make someone know, you know, like this is what God has for me or this is what's for me. And I'm trying to make them believe something because I don't really believe it. You know, like I want somebody else to be on the belief bus with me. But sometimes it's just you and the driver and the driver being God. Like you're just on a bus. You really don't know where the stop is going to be. You don't know who's going to get on the bus. You don't know who's going to get off the bus. You don't know where the stop is. You don't even know how to stop it. But you just have to trust and believe that he's brought you out of so many things. Because in the moment of action, or not even action, in the moment of, oh, the word escapes me. In the moment of everything happening, you know, like the stress of everything, we can forget that we've seen tough days before, you know? We've seen it and we've overcome it and we've become better by it. So to expect that everything is always going to go according to your plan, it's just unrealistic and it's not healthy. It's not. You have to always be open to the possibility of anything. Because anything can happen. Anything can happen. You know, you can say that it's going to be 10 steps to get to be successful, but you can go from step one, being disciplined, to step one, two, and three, and God propels you to 12. Something that you didn't even plan for. You planned for 10, but he puts you to 12. And it always reminds me of something that I even talked to, like, my kids about. Well, actually, you know, it's funny. My daughter, she got smart this year. Every year I ask my kids, like, what do they want for their birthday? And usually they tell me what they want. But my daughter this year, she got real smart. She told me that for her birthday this year, she didn't want anything. She just wanted to spend time with me. She wanted me to pick the event, the activity, or whatever it was. And it really touched my heart when she said that because it spoke to me in another way. A lot of times when we pray, or when we ask for things, or when we meditate, we focus on things, we have an idea on what it is we want for us and the way we want our lives to go. But the thing is about being a parent, we have more life experience than our children, right? So we've experienced more things, we've done more things, we have access to more things. So whatever the child thinks of, our thinking would always go further. Whereas I would ask God if I could have a job that was paying me X amount of money, right? Because I felt like that was what I needed to survive and also put some money away. But God telling me, I'm your father. I have something better for you. And doubling whatever it was that I was asking for myself. You know, you just have to believe that whatever you want for you, whatever God wants for you is so much better. And you have to be open to the possibility of it being better. So don't just get hyper-fixated on one thing being one way, because that's what faith is. Faith is believing something and releasing the attachment to how it's going to come to you. So you want to have the faith that you're going to receive whatever it is you ask for. But don't put a cap on what it could actually be. Because Number one, God is a comedian. I mean, he really is. Because some of the things that I've been blessed with, and even some of the things that I've gone through in life, you just got to laugh at it. You really do. Like, the way that it comes to you, the people you meet, the connection. It's funny, like, how all the dots end up, like, connecting. But, like, you can't connect the dots while standing there. You have to separate yourself to see how, if I didn't meet this person 5 years ago, I wouldn't have gotten this job. And if I didn't get this job and met this person when they came to the job, I wouldn't be where I am today. It's like everything has a purpose and everything has a place. But we're not going to get too deep, because I have one more. And the last one, number 10 on the list, is resistance to change. And although change can be uncomfortable, it's often necessary for personal growth. Okay? And this ties into everything that I'm saying. Like, you just got to relax. Literally. You just got to breathe. Fabulous said it best. One and then the two, two, two and then the three, and then the four. Then you got to breathe. Then you got to, then you got to breathe, man. You got to breathe. When everything just seems like it's just so much to deal with, the most basic thing that you can do is breathe. And it's so helpful. Breathing regulates everything. It regulates the life in your body. And when you're stressed out, you want to breathe. As a matter of fact, we want to breathe right now. We're going to breathe in for 3 seconds. And we're going to blow out for 3 seconds. We're going to do that 3 times. Starting now, we're going to breathe in deep. Again. One more time. Sometimes just slowing down to reevaluate where you are, what you're feeling, is all you need to be more present. Because the truth of the matter is, the past is just a memory and the future is just speculation. All we have is today. So if you're looking to lose 100 pounds, of course, you're not going to lose that in one day. But today it can start with a minute of doing jump ropes or skips. You can go walk for 10 minutes. You can do a light jog. You know, you can do something today to change the future of tomorrow. But I guarantee you this, if you do nothing today, the same is going to happen tomorrow and next year and next year and next year. And before you know it, you're going to be sitting back saying what I could have done, what I should have done. And you're going to be upset with yourself. Okay? So if you apply these 10 things on this list, it'll definitely put you in a position to get closer to whatever goals you've set for yourself. Because feeling stuck is a common experience. We all share it, okay? But it's not permanent. It's only permanent if you want it to be. But if we understand and address the reasons behind our stagnations, we can take steps to break free and create a more fulfilling and purposeful life. This episode, episodes in general, these episodes that I post on this podcast and I share with you guys, it's not a finished product. These are things that I'm actively still going through myself, but I'm actually bringing you guys along for the journey so you can see the growth. If you look on my Christina's Corner channel on YouTube, or look at the Parrot Show, even the podcast, if you go back and look at some of the podcasts from when I first started, or listen to the podcast from when I first started until now, there's differences. Because the more you do something, the more competent you become. And I believe that you can do it. You know, and if you're listening to my voice, this message was meant for you. And whatever you're sleeping on or whatever you've become stagnant on, do something today to move in that direction. Because you're worth it. That's just the truth. You're worth it. You are worth it. If nobody ever told you that, you're worth it, you deserve it, and you can do it. So start before you're ready. Make the changes necessary to make the future you proud. Because one day, you may be doing your own podcast or talk show or TV show or rapper or singer. You may be encouraging somebody else. And it's much easier to encourage somebody to do better when you've actually gone on a journey yourself. You know the pitfalls. You can talk them out of certain things. You can talk them into certain things. Okay? But key things to take away. Birds of a feather flock together. You may have to walk this road alone for a while, and that's okay. And just know that ultimately, you're making an investment into your future self. And if you plan on procreating or having kids, you're making an investment into your future generations. So I hope this podcast touch someone in a positive way today. My name is First Lady Christina Renee. This podcast is going to be available on all podcast platforms. And if you feel like somebody could benefit from hearing the words or the message in this podcast, share it with them. Okay. You can hit me or find me on Instagram. You can look up The Paired Show. First Lady Christina Renee is all of my handles on social media. And you can go to my YouTube, Christina's Corner, subscribe to that channel, and subscribing to all my podcasts. And thank you guys for the people that have been here from day one. I appreciate it. For my newcomers, I appreciate you guys. And I just really appreciate you guys taking the time out your day just to listen to me. So I'm going to close the podcast right now. Again, become the change you wish to see in the world. You can do this. I'm here to support you, and I'll catch you on the next podcast.